working at the Reno Club where Basie kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of by Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and McShann, Parker, Prez and Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week we take you back to 2011 to celebrate the birthday of blues great Paul Butterfield with our special guests, Trash Mouth Baker and Matt Hopper. We find out what gives Trash Mouth the blues, and the gang dredges up the Christmas blues. It all happens this week on 12th Street Jump.
And now, please welcome your 12th Street Jump host, Earl McDonald and Pete Weber!
Good evening, everyone.
Oh, it is so cold outside, but it is hot in here.
It is hot in here, and I'm resting my feet.
I know, and the traveling starts on the holidays. And yes. Pearl, I was on an airplane last week, and they changed that speech the flight attendants make. Now it's, in case of a water landing, use Alec Baldwin as a flotation device.
You know, Pete, speaking of celebrities, I did hear that David Hasselhoff is trying to buy the movie rights to Baywatch so he can produce and star in it. Of course, the way the Hoff looks in swimsuit these days, they're going to have to call it The Hangover.
Oh, you know, and I got a holiday question for you, Pearl. Do Republicans who hate gay sex like eating gingerbread men?
I'm not touching that one with a 10-foot fruitcake. Folks, we do have a great show for you tonight. To get things started, here's David Bassey with a Louis Armstrong tune that just right for the holidays, Christmas Night in Harlem.
Every gal strutting with her bow through the streets covered white with snow has a smile everywhere you go. It's Christmas night in Harlem. People feeling mighty good in a good old neighborhood. Hear it now, be understood. It's Christmas night in Harlem. Everyone is gonna sit up until after three. Everyone will be lit up like a Christmas tree. Oh, come on now, every Jane and Joe. Treat you sweet neath the mistletoe with a kiss and a hidey-ho. Christmas night in Harlem. Every gal strutting with her bow through the streets covered white with snow has a smile everywhere you go. Christmas night in Harlem. People all feeling mighty good in that good old neighborhood. Hear me now, be understood. It's Christmas night in Harlem. Everyone is gonna sit up till after three. Everyone ripping it up like a Christmas tree. Come on now, every Jean and Joe. Treat you sweet, eat the mistletoe with a kiss and a howdy-ho. It's Christmas night in Harlem. Christmas night in Harlem. Christmas night in Harlem.
This week, we celebrate the birthday of blues man Paul Butterfield. Born in Chicago, Butterfield studied classical flute with a member of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. In college, he started hanging out in local blues clubs playing harmonica. And that's where he first hooked up with a blues-loving, guitar-slinging physics student named Elvin Bishop.
Butterfield and Bishop started hanging around blues musicians like Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, Little Walter, and Otis Rush. They formed their own band, hiring Sam Lay and Jerome Arnold away from Howlin' Wolf's touring group.
In 1963, Chicago guitarist Mike Bloomfield joined Butterfield's group, which became the house band at Big John's Folk Club on Chicago's North Side. Their first album, including the hit Born in Chicago, was released in 1965. Album number two, East West, was released to critical acclaim the following year. The Butterfield Blues Band performed at the 1967 Monterey Pop Festival and at Woodstock in 69.
We are going to spend the next hour playing some of the music Paul Butterfield recorded. To help us get that done, we're going to need a great blues harp player. That would be our special guest, Tom Trashmouth Baker.
Welcome back to the show, Tom.
Thank you, Pete. Good to be here.
What kind of an impact did Butterfield have on you?
Well, everybody talks about gateway drugs in this culture now. Butterfield was my gateway drug because he introduced me to people through his music like Muddy Waters, Junior Wells, Junior Parker, of course, Howlin' Wolf. That's a big impression on a young guy when he's 16.
What was the first thing you heard when you were 16 of his?
Get Out of My Life, Woman, which is an old Alan Toussaint song.
Okay. Now, what should people know about the guy?
The fact that he did have such an impact on so many players from Chicago, like you mentioned Sam Lay and Bloomfield and Elvin Bishop and Billy Boy Arnold's brother Jerome. He also later on in his career hired a young man named David Sanborn. And then later on he also hired two horn players, Steve Madeo and Trevor Lawrence, who also went on to play with Stevie Wonder. So he's made a big impact.
Unbelievable. Let's get you going here. Hey, Joe, what are we going to start with?
We've got a special guest to join Trash Mouth on these next two tunes. Here's Matt Hopper on the guitar along with Trash Mouth to do a Robert Johnson tune called Walkin' Blues. Then we're going to follow that with a Paul Butterfield original called Screamin'.
Woke up this morning, people, look round for my shoes. No, I had no mean old walking blues. Woke up this morning, look round for my shoes. Well, you know I had those mean old walking blues. Some people tell me worry blues ain't bad. It's the worst old feeling I have ever had. Some people tell me worry blues ain't bad. Well, it's the worst old feeling I believe I've ever had. Ocean, run to the sea. If I don't find my baby, ooh, child. up this morning, people, looked round for my shoes. No, I had those mean old walking blues. Woke up this morning, looked round for my shoes. Well, you know I had those mean old walking blues. Thank you.
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped in something in his alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who got bent? Who hocked his mouth harp so he could pay the rent? Who spent it all on fast women and booze? Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues?
Who's got the blues? Well, everybody's got the blues. Whether you're rich, poor, or undecided, the blues is used.
That is right, Pete. We're going to find out what gives our special guest, Trash Mouth Baker, the blues.
All right, Tom. Get to the real serious questions now. Like, where are you from?
Kansas City, since 1956.
Kansas City. Okay, and what do you like to do when you're not performing?
Musical history, musicology, got to know where it came from.
Really? Wow, I feel smarter already. Have you ever named a harmonica after a woman?
No, sir, because they're dispensable, unlike my women.
Okay, okay. And assuming that you celebrate Christmas, what do you want Santa to bring you?
I would love a stack of 12 harmonicas in all 12 keys.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Now, I do have one question for you, Mr. Trash Mouth, and that's, what gives you the blues?
What gives me the blues is bad monies and bad honeys.
The standard.
So he's from Kansas City, musical history buff off the stage. He would never name a harmonica after a woman, and he hopes for some harps and some improvement in the monies and honeys department. Let's sing the blues.
All right, sir, I'm gonna sing your blues, if you don't mind. Now Trash Mouth would like 12 harmonicas all in a line. He wants Santa to deliver him 12 of those harps all in a line. But he only needs one woman that will last a long time.
Absolutely.
Born in Kansas City, 1956. He was born in Kansas City, 1956. He's got one good woman and 12 harmonicas to get his kicks.
When Trash Mouth plays the harmonica, it sings with blues and misery. When he plays that harmonica, it sings with blues and misery. But he really wants a job as a side man teaching a little music history.
Yes, ma'am.
Tom hates woman problems. He hates money problems worse. You know Tom got some lady problems, but he hates the money problems worse. A honey'd stand a better chance with Trash Mouth if she had a little cash in her purse.
Now, one thing I know about Trash Mouth, it's what he can do. One man, one harmonica, I see what he can do. But when he's jamming up here on stage, it doesn't sound like one, no, it sounds like at least two.
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped in something in his alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who got bent? Who hocked his mouth organ so he could pay the rent?
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for Trash Mouth Baker and his blues.
So I hope you're having as much fun as we are. And don't go anywhere, there's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump. Thank you.
We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Besides Paul Butterfield, this week we celebrate the birthday of blues guitarist Lonnie Brooks. Born in Louisiana, Brooks befriended the legendary Sam Cooke, who took Lonnie, then going by the name Guitar Junior, to Chicago, where he began soaking up the raw sounds of the big city with the likes of Muddy Waters, Howling Wolf, Little Walter, Otis Rush, and Magic Sam.
Brooks landed a job playing guitar with Jimmy Reed. He recorded the blues classic, Big Boss Man, using the name Lonnie Brooks. The guitar great played with Eric Clapton, headlined the Chicago Blues Festival, and appeared as himself in the sequel to the Blues Brothers movie, starring Dan Aykroyd and John Goodman.
So let's bring back our special guest, Matt Hopper, to cover a couple of Lonnie Brooks tunes with Trash Mouth Baker in the band. First up is the Robert Johnson classic, Sweet Home Chicago, followed by a Brooks original, Don't Take Advantage of Me. Advantage of me.
cause I'm good to you. Don't take advantage of me, cause I'm good to you. I'm just another man hooked on you. Tell me, baby, what the hell you gonna do? I wanna know. Oh yeah. Don't think I'm weak, cause I'm sweet to you. Don't think I'm weak, cause I'm sweet to you. If I was another man in another time, I'd beat that stuff right out of your mind. Showing up I will. Oh yeah, yes I will.
As a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think flight attendants had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
On America's Got Talent, Howard Stern is now a judge. That reality show is changing. They added Howard Stern to judge. But you know, Howard's got the network nervous. He needs to practice saying fudge.
Trump gave up on debating. I guess he doesn't have the pluck.
No pluck.
Trump won't be debating. Looks like we're all out of luck. Because I'd like to have seen him ask Newt questions and watch the Donald duck.
Tim Tebow keeps on winning that Bronco game changer. His opponents must be wondering if he was born in a manger.
I'd love to work for Santa, but I can't wear those curly shoes.
Oh, come on, man.
Go out and have a good week. That's all for Blues in the News.
Here's Joe, Mike, and Tyrone with the Chris Kenner tune that was recorded by Lonnie Brooks, Something You Got.
Thank you.
jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper, kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz. Like jazz.
If you like jazz like we like jazz, then check out this week's new CD releases. Go to David Bassey to find out what's going on in the world of jazz. David?
Well, I tell you, Pete, next week, right here on our show, one of my favorites from the Mutual Musicians Foundation, guitarist Brian Baggett doing the work of John Scofield. And that'll be our holiday show next week. And you know, I was thinking, I have a little Christmas list wish.
What is it?
I have one of those.
What is it?
Well, it is that I was thinking, you know, we've had some great singers on the show this past year, and I was thinking in 2012, it'd be great to have all the Grammy-nominated singers come on our show and be on our show next year, like Karen Allison come back and sing some song with us, like the great Tierney Sutton come by and sing some song with us, Rosanna Vitro, she'll be coming to Kansas City, she'll come and sing with us, Kurt Elling maybe sing with us, and Terry Lynn Carrington, the great drummer, come and join us. Wouldn't that be a great year of music for us?
That'd be fantastic. I'll take care of the ladies.
All right.
On that list.
Okay.
Now, besides Paul Butterfield and Lonnie Brooks, we celebrate the birthdays of jazz pianists Bobby Timmons, John Hicks, and Larry Willis. It's the birthday week of four great saxophone players: Harold Land, Frank Morgan, Hank Crawford, and Eddie Cleanhead Vincent. Vocalist Anita O'Day was born this week. A happy birthday to bassists Walter Booker, John Patitucci, as well as the brilliant trumpet player Chet Baker, who would have been 82 on December 23rd. You know, it all happened this week in jazz.
You're going to take care of the ladies, huh? I didn't get that till just now.
I always do.
Oh, man.
Or at least I try.
You live like jazz. You've got Pete so much class.
You're lying.
So I tip my hat and smile like crazy, man, wild jazz. And a little blues. Jazz. A little bit blues. Ho, ho.
Ho, 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 ho.
A little bit more blues.
Ho, ho, ho.
Stay close, because we'll be right back with more 12th Street Jump.
Back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
You know, Pearl, I didn't realize till now that Lonnie Brooks actually played himself in the Blues Brothers 2000 movie.
Playing yourself is harder than it looks. Now they just use computer graphics and put your head on somebody else's body.
Oh, I'd like to put my head on Halle Berry's body or any other part of me, on her.
That would take more than computer graphics, Pete. That's going to take a miracle.
Here's a little miracle. Matt Hopper, Trash Mouth Baker, and the band on an Elmore James tune recorded by the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, Shake Your Moneymaker.
Shake your money maker. Shake your money maker.
league. Shake your money maker, let it roll, roll, roll. Well, I got a gal who lives up on a hill. Yeah, I got a gal who lives up on a hill. Said she don't love me, but I do believe she will. She won't shake her money maker, won't shake her money maker. She won't roll her agitator, won't shake her money maker. Shake your money maker, I let it roll, 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 roll. Don't believe she do. And she wanna shake her money maker, won't shake her money maker. She don't roll her agitator, won't shake her money maker. Shake your money maker, or let it roll, roll, roll. But an educated fool, you don't know how to shake your money maker, won't shake your money maker. You won't roll your agitator, won't shake your money maker. Shake your money maker, or let it roll, roll, roll. Shake your money maker. You don't roll no agitator. Won't shake your money maker. Shake your money maker. Or let it roll, 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 roll. Shake your money maker. 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 Or let it roll, roll, roll.
That time of year again.
Not another Republican debate.
No, it's time to figure out what to say when you see someone you know walking down the street.
I find the phrase restraining order helps.
I mean like Merry Christmas or Happy Holiday.
Oh yeah, the Christmas greeting thing. You know, by the time I figure out which one to use, I'm neither happy nor merry.
I've got just the cure for that feeling. Just think about the people who are having a worse Christmas than you.
Oh, like my probation officer?
Well, him too. Think about all those folks with the holiday blues. Tell them about it, Nedra.
The family Christmas party. Be careful if you're having it. Hide all the gold and silver and lock the liquor cabinets. Watch out for oddball cousins, the ones with rear-end tattoos. Who show you them at dinner gives me the holiday blues.
Don't even bother asking, there's no need to explain why Santa isn't bringing a gift to Herman Cain.
Forget 12 days of Christmas. Rick Perry can't get past twos. And Mitt got neutered by Gingrich. He's got the holiday blues.
Call it warm Christmas. Happy holidays must go. It's sexual harassment if you mention mistletoe.
Retails, they're complaining. Folks shopping on eBay. Careful at the Walmart, cause they're packing pepper spray.
Lohan's on probation, that Lindsay's really pissed. She's got another year to stay on Santa's naughty list.
When it comes to Christmas, I really envy all the Jews. They got that Hanukkah chutzpah instead of the holiday blues. That rum-bum-bummer
getting dumber,
jobs a bummer,
makes me glummer. Can't wait till summer,
holiday blues.
Alright, let's bring back Trash Mouth Baker and Matt Hopper to join David Bassey and the band with this blues classic recorded by Paul Butterfield, Driving Wheel.
My baby don't have to worry. She don't have to rob no steal. My baby don't have to worry. She don't have to rob no steal. She's got everything she needs. I'm her driving wheel. I'm going to write a little letter. Don't want no one to break the seal. I'll write a little letter. Don't want no one to break the seal. It's got to get to my woman. I'm her driving wheel.